Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mother of six.
Hey, homeschoolers, I'm here to help you achieve happier, healthier homeschooling. When I hear from you that you're listening, you just make my day. I am literally recording these audios in my bedroom closet. It has the best sound, unless one of my kids is using the bathroom that's right next to my closet. I can definitely feel like I'm talking to myself. So thank you. If you enjoy the podcast, I would love for you to write a review on iTunes so more homeschoolers can find me. I will leave instructions in the show notes. This week's topic is truth journaling. It's a tool that has dramatically changed my life. I can't wait to tell you more about it. But first, it's time for the teaching tip of the week. The teaching tip of the week is also about truth. It's the book Lost and Found by Kendra Fletcher. Kendra has been a guest on this podcast and is the co-host of her own amazing podcast on this network called Homeschooling in Real Life. I already knew Kendra's story, but not the real story. Know what I mean? Not the gut-wrenching nitty-gritty of it. As soon as I read it, I knew that I had to have my husband read it. I knew I had to have you read it. It's a short, powerful book about letting go of our self-righteous faith and holding on to the one true God. When you do that, your teaching and your life will be forever changed. Get your copy of Lost and Found in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/truth. Now for this week's topic, truth journaling. My guest today is Barb Raveling. She is a Christian author, blogger, and podcaster. Her most recent project is Taste for Truth, a Christian weight loss podcast. She and her husband homeschooled their four kids for 22 years and now enjoy the empty nest life in Montana. Barb's books have changed my life. I can't wait for you to meet her.
Barb, I am so excited that I get to chat with you on the Homeschool Sanity Show today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Melanie. I'm excited to be here.
Well, as I have mentioned to my listeners many times and my readers at Psycho with Six, I am a huge fan of truth journaling. You are the person who introduced me to the concept. Barb, before we talk about what truth journaling is and how to do it, why don't you tell us how you got started with it?
Sure. Well, that was about 17 years ago, back in the heart of my homeschooling years. And my husband and I were doing a marriage study with another couple, some of our friends, and we all decided to choose one fault to work on, something that would improve our marriages. Well, at the time, I had a bad habit of being silently critical of my husband, so I decided I will work on my critical spirit. And my plan was to think positive. So every time I had a negative thought about him, I was planning to replace it with a positive thought. So I got a journal from the Christian bookstore, and I was all excited to do it. But after only a few days, what I realized is that a lot of those negative thoughts were actually lies. So I started replacing the lies with the truth, and I called it truth journaling. And I've been doing it for about 17 years now.
Wow, that's amazing. And I know one of the things that about it that really resonated with me is that as a psychologist in practice, I used something fairly similar with my clients, but you have a little bit of a different twist on it. that has made a huge difference for me personally, and I know is going to make a big difference for our listeners today. What are the advantages of truth journaling?
Well, there's lots of advantages. You can use it in so many different areas of life. For me, I think the first advantage was it brought me closer to God because it was a way to talk life over with God. It also got me really excited about the Bible because, you know, if you're putting the truth down, the Bible is the book of the truth. So I wanted to learn more about the truth. So at that time, I was kind of in a humdrum stage of my life with God. I was a little bit bored with the Bible, and truth journaling got me really excited about the Bible again. It's also helped me in a number of practical ways. Like, it started out by helping me in my relationship with my husband, helped me enjoy him more, to accept him as he is and just love him. It helped me to live in peace because before I started truth journaling, I was a person that was kind of annoyed all the time. And I learned to work through those things with God, to see people as he saw them. And so I was living in a lot more peace. And it also helped me just with some practical things like procrastination, overcoming procrastination, losing weight and keeping it off, and then even pursuing goals. Like for writing, I truth journaled all the time in my early days of writing to make myself write because I couldn't do it in my own strength. So basically, whatever habits that anybody's working on, truth journaling can help you with that, as well as letting go of negative emotions.
That is so exciting. I mean, that is really a selling point for truth journaling. So now that we know some of the advantages of doing it, I am curious to know if you think it's something that we could teach our kids.
Yes, it's definitely something you can teach your kids. I taught my own kids how to do it. We have two boys and two girls. The girls were much more interested than the boys. In fact, I don't know if I've heard any men so far that have told me that they truth journal very much, maybe a little bit. I have some books with questions and Bible verses to renew your mind. It seems like men like those better than truth journaling. But my girls started doing it when they were in high school, and they still do it today. They said it really helped them in college just to work through all those issues that come up in college with insecurity and that sort of thing.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I am excited now to hear about how we actually do it. Can you walk us through the process?
Sure. Well, basically, it's just maybe a 3 or 4 step process. First, you just spill out your thoughts, and then you number your thoughts, and then you examine your thoughts and carry them captive to the truth. So it's basically, it's a practical working out of 2 Corinthians 10:5, where we're taking every thought captive, or where we're taking captive every thought and making it obedient to Christ. So we could use that in a practical example. So let's say you're home at home, you have all kinds of work to do, homeschooling the kids, and your husband goes out to get the wood. Let's say you live in a house with a wood stove, and he comes back in and he tracks dirt into the house. Okay, most of us would feel annoyed in that situation, right? Okay, if he only did it once, wouldn't be a big deal, right? But what if he did it more than once? And what if he was doing all kinds of other things that were bugging you? Okay, if you took the time to truth journal that situation, you could let go of the annoyance and it could start changing the way you feel about your husband. So let's just do that practical example. Here are some thoughts that we might believe in that situation. 1, he always tracks in dirt. 2, he could care less that I have to do all this work. 3, if he loved me, he wouldn't track in dirt. And 4, he's a selfish jerk. Okay, we wouldn't say that last one. We wouldn't say the last one if it was the first time he tracked in dirt. But if he'd done it a whole bunch of times, you know, at some point we might say that, right? Most of us have said things like that in our minds before. Okay, so then we're going to take each thought one at a time. We're going to say, is it true? And if we're not sure if it's true, we'll say, what would Jesus say, right? Because we're bringing all of our thoughts captive, making them obedient to Jesus Christ. So picture him right there with us, because he is with us, and then just say, would you agree with this thought? And think of everything you said in the Bible, everything we read in the Bible, and then that would tell you if it's true or not. Okay, sometimes the truths will come in the form of just practical truths. Sometimes it might be a Bible verse, and sometimes it might be a spiritual principle. But try not to overthink it. Just write down what you think is the truth. Okay, so number one, he always tracks in dirt. Okay, chances are this is not true, right? My guess is that every time he goes out of the house, he doesn't track in dirt. So maybe it's like once a week or once a month. So that's what I'd write. He probably only tracks in dirt about once a month. Okay, number two, he could care less that I have to do all this work. Okay, the truth is, he probably isn't thinking about how much work I have to do, right? He's just thinking about what's easiest for him, and the easiest thing for him is to come into the house without taking his shoes off. He also may not care if the floor is dirty or not. Okay, the third one, if he loved me, he went tracking dirt. Okay, that's like saying, if my husband loved me, he'd do everything I asked him to do, and he'd never sin. And that's not true, because there's no perfect husbands out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
My husband's a frail human being. He's going to have faults. That doesn't mean he doesn't love me. It just means that he's human. Okay, the fourth one, our last thought was, he's a selfish jerk. And the truth is, my husband is not a selfish jerk, right? If Jesus were sitting right here beside me, would he say, yeah, he is a selfish jerk? He went, right? So he's not a selfish jerk. Yes, he tracks dirt into the house, but he also does many other caring things that are not self-centered. He's great at helping with the kids. He works hard at his job. He's great at doing outside chores. He doesn't always enjoy doing those things, but he does them nonetheless. Also, God wouldn't define him as a jerk. Instead, he's a beloved child of God who maybe has a messiness problem that spills out and hurts me at times. He might have a sin problem that spills out and hurts me at times. But I also have messiness. I also have different faults and sin habits that spill out and hurt him, so I need to give him more grace. So that's kind of a little synopsis of how you would do it.
That is wonderful. And I imagine that you would feel so much better about your relationship after going through that truth journaling process. Does it always work like that, that you feel better?
You usually always feel a little bit better. Sometimes you feel a lot better, but you're still left at times with truths that aren't pleasant. So let's say my husband's not willing to stop tracking in dirt. Okay, I'm still left with the fact that he tracks in dirt. So I have to learn how to deal with that. But if you think about that, maybe 5% of my annoyance comes from his actually tracking in the dirt, because that only lasts for a minute or so, right? But 95% of my annoyance comes from me dwelling on the thoughts about what a jerk he is because he's tracking in all the dirt. So I can get rid of 95% of the annoyance by letting go of those lies, by seeing them through eyes of grace, through getting a biblical mindset. If you don't come to peace after truth journaling, it's possible that you missed out on some lies. You can think back to see if there's any other lies you're believing. It's possible, too, though, you just have to accept what you need to accept. And sometimes we just need to accept that life isn't as perfect as we want it to be. And also, if it's a really big issue that you're truth journaling, it's just going to take a while to work through all those lies. So you might feel a little bit of peace the first time you do it, then maybe a little bit more next time, but it can take a little while to experience peace in those situations. And another question you might need to ask is, does God want me to do anything in this situation? Because sometimes you might have to, you know, set boundaries or take different steps to improve the situation.
Okay, that's really good. I'm taking notes because this is all very good. I had a friend who talked about how annoyed she was with her husband not hanging up his clothes every night.
Right.
And she finally realized that she could not have that problem of her husband not hanging up his clothes because he could not be there. And she realized that the value of being married and having her husband with her so far outshadowed this minor annoyance of the clothes. And that's something that I do a lot of times when I'm truth journaling, like with my husband and with my kids, because those tend to be the people who drive us the most crazy, right?
Right.
And so we can think about, you know, it's such a blessing to have children and a husband to pick up after, even though it can be annoying. So I just love all of these tips that you're giving us as far as how to make truth journaling work for us. Well, if people want to find out more about truth journaling, where can they look?
Well, I've written about truth journaling in several of my books. Probably the one that has the most practical experience with it is Freedom from Emotional Eating. So I wrote a lot about it in that book. I also have a book, Taste for Truth, that has a chapter about truth journaling in it. And that's something I'd like to share with the listeners of your show. And I have some videos too. I have one video on my blog that explains how to do truth journaling and some different blog posts. So if you go to barbrabling.com and look under the Renew Your Mind tab and then the Renewing of the Mind Tools tab, you'll find all kinds of information on truth journaling there as well.
Well, that is wonderful. I know people are going to want to see these tools and the video and the blog posts. And as Barb mentioned, she has been so gracious to provide us with a free sample of her book that explains more about truth journaling. And you can claim your free copy by texting me at 44222, the word truth. So that's 44222. Text me the word truth. You'll be asked for your email address, and then you will receive this sample in your email address, in your email inbox. And I'm going to put all of Barb's resources in the show notes that you can find at homeschoolsanity.com/truth. Barb, is there anywhere else that we can find you online? Because I know my listeners are going to want to connect with you.
Well, thank you. I did just start a new podcast. It's called the Taste for Truth Podcast, and it's about Christian weight loss. I'll have interviews with people who have lost weight. We'll have tips. We'll have opportunities to renew your mind while you listen to the podcast. I also have another podcast called the Christian Habits Podcast, and that's on the renewing the mind, habits, and that sort of thing.
Well, that just sounds wonderful. So really, if you are needing help and support in losing weight or developing any Christian habit, Barb has a podcast for you, and I will put those podcasts in the show notes as well. Barb, thank you so much. I value your friendship, and I'm so grateful to you for introducing me to this concept of truth journaling. I really believe that this can be such a powerful tool for life change for homeschooling moms and their kids. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melanie. It's been so wonderful to be on your podcast. Thanks for the opportunity.
Today's action steps are: write a review of this podcast on iTunes. Try truth journaling using the free materials from Barb. Claim your copy by texting the word truth to 44222. You can get the link for this and Barb's podcasts and books in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/truth. Have a happy homeschool week.
Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.